Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 206. Today is Saturday, March the 7th, 2020. I am your host, Lita, and joining me this week is my co-host, Chris. Hey, girl. How are you? I do it wrong every time. Hey, chat room. Hey, guys. We are here, and as much as Chris and I are both under the weather, we have got a fantastic packed show and very excited for our guests today. We have got Rude with us. Hey, Rude, how are you?
Hi, Lita. Hi, Chris. Hi, chat room.
Hey.
Thank you for the invitation. I'm honored.
Excited. You're welcome.
And a bit nervous. same feeling as 50 years ago when I was on my first date.
Oh, nice. Bless your
heart. Oh, well, we are super, super happy to have you here. So thank you, one, for saying yes. That is always a positive thing. And other than that, yes, we are super thrilled to have you here. The guys are saying that you're a little bit quiet. Is there any chance that you can turn up your volume a bit? Because I cannot get you any more than what I've got you. So, I mean, you come through okay to me, but if the chat room's a little bit low.
Is this a little better?
That sounds a little bit better. Chat room, how's that? How's he sound?
Do I sound okay now?
Yes, there we go. They say yes. Yay! Excellent.
Hey.
Yeah. Yay. All right. Okay. First off, let's start off with, tell us, Rude, tell us a little bit about you. So the player behind the characters.
Yes, my name is Reed. I am 65 years old, married, retired, and living in the Netherlands. We are living about 5 meters, about 16 feet below sea level. So I'm also a bit down under, as they say in Australia.
A bit down under.
I love that.
Love it. Love it. Excellent. Oh.
And I started World of Warcraft in April 2005. I think it was 1 or 2 months after the initial release of World of Warcraft in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I gave an account to my son, and I watched him play, and I liked it very much. So a few weeks later, I created also an account for myself. He played a Night Elf warrior, and I choose a warlock.
Okay.
We leveled up together, and joined a large Dutch guild later on. And I think we did all the major instances and raids up to Molten Core. Molten Core was nice, but it was not my personal highlight. My personal highlight was obtaining the level 60 warlock mount.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you had to travel to Diamau to obtain it.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Old warlock mount.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember those days very well. It still feels a bit like that was only happened, like a couple years ago. And it's what, like 15 years ago? It's crazy. Yeah. Yes.
After obtaining the mount, I stopped playing World of Warcraft because I was too busy with my work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also a father of triplets. So, I still am, but they are now they've their family on their own. So it was too busy for me. So just before Outlands hit the streets, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I started the game again, 15 months ago with an Iron Man.
Nice. So triplets, are they all like what, males, females, or a few of each?
Two males and one female.
Wow, triplets. Nice.
So that was a busy time during that time.
I bet. That's amazing. Oh, yep. Awesome. Okay. Chris, do you want to ask the second part?
Yeah, so actually I'm curious because you stopped at the end of Vanilla, right? And then you came back and your first tune was a challenge tune?
Yes, I did not. I didn't have the old account, so I created a new one. And the first thing I did is create an Iron Man. And I noticed that the quests are completely different from what I remember from 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember that in Aldrisil, this is the starting area of the Night Elves, there was a quest where you had to find antidote for an NPC. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there was a timer running. You had 3 or 4 minutes the time to get the antidote to the guy. But if you start the quest now, and you can have start the quest, you can have dinner in between, do dishes, and still have enough time to deliver the quest. So it seems like the other guy was exaggerating in the past, or was not ill at that time.
I remember that.
But it's difficult to because I've really forgotten all the quests 15 years ago, and I have to start over. So I die a lot in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, look, we understand that.
Oh, do we understand that?
Yes.
But it has some nice advantages if you start over. Because mm-hmm. I have made a very good friend in the game. A very good friend, I must mm-hmm. say. I meet Orkan Skoll. That's the level 9 or 10 NPC in Tel Dorisil. Mm-hmm. I meet him every 14 days. And we talk about... what was happening in the last 14 days, and before I send him back to the spirit healer, I tell him goodbye, old friend. I'll see you again in 14 days. So that's nice.
Oh my God, that is the best story.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think, you know, it's good to have consistency, and it's nice to go and see, you know, certain friends in game. So I think that's good. So for
like
you,
standing date.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a first date all over again. That's what it is. Nice. All right. So, Rud, for you, what are you currently focused on challenge-wise? And why? What's the one that's got you, you know, leveling?
I'm still trying out an Iron Man because mm-hmm. I like the quest. There's so much variety in it. Mm-hmm. So many possibilities. And I liked the contest. I was getting to level 45 mm-hmm. with my character before I died. And I must say, I must give a thumbs up to the Iron Man Guild of Earthen Ring in Europe mm-hmm. because there are so many nice people over there. It's a very small guild, mm-hmm. only 4 people. That's Winema, of course. He's been on the show several times. Mm-hmm. Brian, who did very well on the contest, but died today, I've heard. Mm-hmm. And Chris, and I am. So it's very small, but they encourage people, and they encourage me to continue and to do it better the next time.
Nice.
So that's...
They are awesome people. Thank you.
And yeah, they're very good.
Thank you guys, like, again, without, you know, having people like that around doing these challenges. So heart you to you guys over in EU, appreciate it. And that's great that you know, there's a nice cozy little guild over there that of course any EU player can pop over to Earthen Ring and join. So no, that is awesome. So iron is the thing. You haven't delved out past iron yet?
No. I have done a green man. Mm-hmm. I think it was a contest a few half year ago.
Yes.
And but I'm still going to the iron man. Mm-hmm. I can make it now to level 45. I know it's not that high, and maybe people are laughing at it, but Oh, if no. you don't know the quest, it's
good on you.
It's good.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah.
And I have a personal tagline, and that is, every quest is a challenge.
That is a good show title as well. Let me write that one down. Every quest is a challenge. Absolutely.
I like that one.
Yeah, that is very true. And especially, like you said, you know, you had a break for how many years? What, like 13?
15, I think. Almost 15 years.
Yeah, it's a fair chunk of time. I get antsy if I have a break for like a day. So hence why being unwell is not being good for my soul, because I'm like, I want to play WoW. But yeah, the last thing you want to be doing is hopping on a challenge tune when you are not well. That is for certain. All right, Chris, what else have we got?
So all of us have these super fond memories, and it could be a really good memory, it could be a really bad memory, it could be something that's so silly we can't and don't want to tell anybody about. What is your fondest challenge tune?
I think my fondest memory is getting to level 45 with my character in the contest. That was my best effort. My worst memory, I don't know how much time you have for the podcast, but yeah, I die a lot, and I think the embarrassing way was I died of a failing parachute in Dunmoreau, and I think I was killed. I think I was killed by all the rares in the game. Mm-hmm. The Murloc surprised me in Westfall, running on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Boss Galgosh, of course, that's the one in Loch Modan that sneaked behind me and killed me. Lord Condor attacked me when I was fighting a bobcat, and Ashtail, that's the rare fox, aggroed another fox when I tried to finish him off. So yeah, I died a lot. I think when all the rares in a game have a meeting in World of Warcraft, I will be the center of their jokes.
You're amazing.
The guest of honor.
Yes, I think so. Yes, yes.
We understand that. We do very understand that. And you know what? Nisi is completely correct in the chat room. She says, every level gained should be celebrated. And new personal best levels are awesome achievements. So, you know, it doesn't matter what you've done. It's you die, you learn. That's one of my, you know, top 10 rules. As long as if you die and you learn, that's a positive. Because it's no use trying to get through on something you never die and you've not learned anything. So dying and learning is probably one of the biggest things to take. The deaths hurt. Oh boy, do they hurt. But you know, over time, it's just take what you learn as you go. So I think that's a very awesome way to put it. Thank you, Nisi. And Azzy Ding, level 3, go Azzy. I'm assuming he's back on a hunter. I'm gonna hope so. Anyway, we will soon see. Yeah. All right. So what's leveling? What do you like to level? Like what's your strategy? My strategy is a bit like I see something shiny enough, I go. That's kind of my strategy. So Rude, for you, zones, what do you like to do? How do you like to level for your irons?
Yeah, I do all the start areas, and you can do all start areas, and then you are level 22 or level 20 through 23. Mm-hmm. However, I make a small sidestep at level 10, because then I move to Loch Modan, to the Alka station, to do the quest, well, the famous one, who's in charge here?
Mm-hmm.
And after that quest, I move back to the previous one. Mm-hmm. I tried several times to do that quest with a level 20 rogue, but I can't kill that guy.
Yeah.
And I noticed when you are level 14, 15, it doesn't matter what kind of character you have, it's much easier.
Mm-hmm.
The only exception is, I think, a hunter. For a hunter, it doesn't matter. You send in your pet, a few heals, and he's dead.
Yeah.
But it can be also the other way around. Later on, there is another quest that's called the Stolen Keg. That you have to find a keg from a house near the road from Loch Modan to Wetlands, I think. Well, I tried it.
Yes.
I tried it with a hunter. I cleared the surroundings of the building, as it should be, ran in the buildings, and 5 seconds later, I could call my personal undertaker because I was dead.
Oh, yes.
Then it's, and then with a rogue, especially an outlaw rogue, it's much easier because you can sneak behind the building. You have a rope, you can pull yourself to the first floor, wait until the rare comes by, kill him. Because you have blind, you can cut the fight in half and use a crimson vial. The other two on the opposite side won't interfere. And then you can get that quest easily done. So, until level 22, 23, you do the start areas, and then mostly I go to Duskwood. I like Duskwood a lot, but I know it's dangerous. Except for stitches and more larim, I do all the quests, including the Fate of Morben Fell. And the dangerous one is, more dangerous, I think, is going to the catacombs downstairs.
Yes. But what class do you prefer to play, or have you actually been mixing it up with a lot of different? I mean, I know you said at the moment, I think you're doing like a bit of hunter and resto shaman, but other things, have you tried all of them?
No. Okay. I think you should not play, if it doesn't work, don't switch too often to another class, because the quests are very dependent on the classes you play. A quest can be easy with a hunter, like I said, with for example the sharp snare, but it's very difficult to do the kegeren. But with another class, it's the other way around. So I stick with a hunter, and Binema advised me to play a resto shaman. And I think the resto shaman is a very underestimated class. It's very strong, it has good healing, and with level 36, you have the oh crap button, I call that. You can call or summon an elemental. And the elemental is very strong. You can heal it, and it can be a real lifesaver. The only disadvantage of an elemental is it has a 5 minute cooldown.
Yeah,
that's quite a long time. And I was fighting a few stealth worgen mobs in Duskwood.
Yes.
Also a very famous dangerous quest.
Yes.
I had three of them on me, and I had my elemental, and it went okay. But then I really wait 4 or 5 minutes until the elemental becomes available again before I move a muscle. I won't go without that elemental be available.
Patience. That is the way, you know, wait for your cooldowns. I think, I can't remember, was it Fair or one of them had mentioned the other week, you know, that's a big thing, is waiting for cooldowns. Like, what's, you know, the fact is, you wait 5 minutes, wait for the cooldown, as opposed to rush in, you're dead, you've got to start. You know, what's 5 minutes, really? It's not that, it's not a long time in the grand scheme of getting to max level on a challenge tune. So, so yeah, no, very, very valid point. Okay, all right. Next one, Chris.
Okay, so you said one of your most embarrassing ways to die was the parachute didn't open in Dunmoreau, and all people actually, Zort said the same thing, and we have it on clip. Thank you. Love that clip. But what zone overall would you say is the most unfriendly to a challenge tune in general?
I think it is Reed Ridge Mountains. I think you can do a couple of quests over there, but there is a boss in the cave, Lord Barbarius, I think he's called, where you have to free the prisoners of war, and the last one is for me impossible to kill. So you can do a couple of quests. You can get the necklace out of the water, kill the boar, mm-hmm. get the gnoll plants, kill 10 murlocs. That's no problem. But the cave is really a problem, especially mm-hmm. the last boss. I can't kill him. I've tried several times, but no way.
I think good old Dead Ridge, as we affectionately call that place, has got a good, you know, it gives you those lovely starter quests, those grindy quests, and you're like, oh, this zone's really fantastic. And then Red Ridge gets its hooks into you. And as it gets its hooks into you, especially as a new player, you might think, oh, I can keep going. This is fantastic. And normally tragedy, you know, can happen. Mm-hmm. I know people that get through that zone quite well, but I have not in a very long time managed to do it. But that cave is super nasty. So, yes, but I know the parachute not opening. I've had that happen to me once as well on a challenge soon. And every time I do that quest, I sit there and I'm like, you know, when you're just like, you're watching and you're like, open. Oh, I've only had it once out of all the times I've done it. But it's enough to give, you know, those hairs on the back of your neck. Just stand up as you do it, because you're just like, please, yep. please open. Yeah. Oh, all righty. So, yeah,
maybe,
yes.
Maybe it has something to do with lag. I don't know.
I don't know, because it seems to be a fairly hit and miss. Yeah, it's Zortz knows that well. Good old Dead Ridge. You're 2-for-4 in that zone. That's not good odds. It's just, you know, there's some quests that for some people breeze through, no problems, you know. There's other people that do certain stuff and you're like, I die every single time, and I don't know what it is. So you know, some people just, the luck of the challenger, maybe. I don't know, but it's a bit crushing when it's something that bugs out, you know what I mean. It's a bit like, ah, damn it. So it's never fun. But for you, obviously, you've been doing challenge tunes for the last you said like 15 months, which is fantastic. So thank you and welcome, you know, to the community, and glad that you're having some fun with it, which is fantastic. What advice would you give to anyone wanting to try, you know, to give this a go, or even to those of us that have been doing this for a while? any tips or tricks?
Are you sure Wienema is not listening to the show? Because I know if she's listening, she has her eyebrows lifted, because she's saying, oh, don't listen to that guy, he's doing all the things wrong. So but I think important is take your time, and do the quest slowly. Do not, as I do, try to take on all rares, because it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And what I noticed in the contest is, when you die, when you create a second tomb, you're going to trying to rush to that same level as the one that died before, and that most of the time is going wrong, because you don't take the time to level up. You understand?
Yeah. No, it's, I think that's a very valid point. You know, you have that death, and I obviously contests is a little bit different, because you're restricted to normally 2 weeks. So, you know, trying to get back to the level that you are and then continue on can be a little bit, you know, like, damn, what happened? And We have seen, you know, looking at the contest, that some people have managed to not only die once, but to, you know, manage to get back there on their second and their third tunes, and been leveling quite well, which, again, amazing. But for, you know, sometimes it's just that matter of patience runs right through all challenges. It is a big thing. Patience with questing, patience with your cooldowns, patience with watching your mobs. You know, that is a very big part of what it is having the patience to know, okay, you know, now I go, or hang on, now I need to wait. Sometimes learning patience as a challenge player takes a while.
Yes.
I know.
Be careful with WoWhead. People advise you to look on WoWhead and to look up a quest.
Mm-hmm.
And these quests redirect you to a YouTube clip. I've done that with Snarpshare. And mm-hmm. if you look at the YouTube clip, do you think, wow, that's easy.
Yeah.
I can do that with my both eyes closed.
But yeah.
These clips are most of the time 10 or 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely different now. So don't always count on WoWhead. Especially, I think it's the case with the classic zones, because the clips are very old.
Yeah. Plus, don't forget, a lot of those have got heirloom gear on. So,
yep.
You know, we're doing it as a challenge player. And don't forget, our forums is a really great place to have a lot of information. And of course, the Discord, our Discord server, a lot of veterans, a lot of people in there who can give some really great advice if you've got a question about something. You know, it's a wonderful community. So so thank you. Thank you for all of that information, Rud. We do appreciate it. And again, thank you for saying yes to me. That's always a positive. So
you're welcome.
What we'll do is, how about you tell us how your week went? Let's find out about the weeks in WoW. So Rud, for you, how was your week? What did you actually level this week?
Well, I killed my character in the WoW contest,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time my goldfish died.
I think
I think during the contest I did not give him enough food. So,
poor contest.
Maybe.
Poor goldfish. Oh.
So I took a few days off because you don't feel well if your character dies.
Mm-hmm.
And I've started now a new character level. It's now level 9. Not so very high, but it's starting. I'm now trying out a resto shaman, a dwarf, and a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still in the early stages, and it's okay.
Nice. Main thing is you got right back on there and rolled another tune and off you go again.
Yep.
You know, so
yep.
Nothing wrong with
the
that.
The guild keeps me going.
Good. That's fantastic. As I said,
yep.
Great bunch over there, which is, you know, again, appreciate you guys over in the EU. Thank you very much. And boy, were they a force to be reckoned with the contest. So I think it's been a very healthy run for some of the contest people. So yeah.
Yeah, we had 4 people in our guild, and last week we had 4 people in the top 10 of
yes.
the contest. So it was
that's
really fine.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the top.
Until today.
I was going to say, until the last couple of days, I think there was least 1, 2, and maybe 4 were all from EU. So yeah, that was a few days ago. And then, as we know, you know, stuff happens. And but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that soon. So let's find out what Chris has been up to, because I think you've been a little, well, you've got a different ailment to me, but how are you, my dear? What's been happening?
I need a magic button that will make my chest better.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited that I was going to have a mini vacay. You know, I don't take many days off from work. I am always maxed out on PTO. I'm like, this contest, finally, I get to play one that we design.
Mm-hmm.
And the eve of my time off, I got sick as a dog. And I don't get sick. like mm-hmm. once a year, once every 2 years. But when I get sick, oh my goodness, it just nails me. So I have done nothing but cough for now 9 days, 10 days.
At least.
So
yeah.
Every time I tried to play something, like even my pacifist, I only leveled her or I only did her dailies a couple days because I get these coughing spasms and my hand on the mouse would just like grip. And then all of a sudden my girl's all over the place. I'm like, oh, no, we're not risking her. So my entire last 10 days has been nothing but being very coughy. So instead we did, we are exceptionally casual players in Team Murloc. But we went, Zep Pairden and I actually got our first 5-chest clear, which mm-hmm. is amazing because we don't raid. All of our gear is like world quests and doing the cloak stuff. And so we got our first 5-chest clear and I'm now addicted to islands. Oh my goodness, those things are so much fun.
Nice.
And then I want to keep going on Passy, but I'm going to make sure that she's safe doing it because... last time I was in Stormwind, I was coughing, and there's a sewer beast right next to me. So we're just going to go a little slow. We'll have to brush off the gauntlet for a little bit and keep it safe.
Excellent. And I think that the main thing is when you're sick, it's not necessarily not to play your challenge tunes. It's just being as smart as you can with a sick brain.
Doubly and, careful.
Yes. Triply careful might be the way to do it. That's for certain. But yeah, you've not been well. So again, you know, hugs to you and hope that you're starting to feel well soon. It's not
all day, sweet lady.
it's not fun being sick. All I'm going to say is as soon as this is done, I'm going back to bed. So, Stone, I really hope that you're editing today, please, because makeup makes me look somewhat decent, but I tell you. Anyway, yay for drugs, antibiotics even. Oh, right. God. Anyway. Okay, as for me, I have not played a lot because I kind of came down with this influenza pneumonia. So not just a virus, but a really, really nasty virus. Thankfully, the first thing the doctor asked me was, you know, have I been traveling overseas? And I'm like, no, because I think he was ready that I, you know, had got this coronavirus, and he was like, yeah, and I'm like, no, and we did some tests, and no, not so. I'm not that. I've just got this influenza pneumonia that's running through the body, so not been good. I've not been this sick with a virus for a long time. So anyway. We are here. We will get this done. But I did, before I actually got really sick, I did manage to play my Passy. So Passy leader did hit 112 early, or mid last week. So been busy doing dig sites. A lot of dig sites. So yeah, that's... that we've got there. I love digging. If anyone knows, understands me, digging, doing archaeology is one of my most favorite things. You give me archaeology, you give me fishing, you give me mount hunting, pet collecting, achievement hunting, toy hunting. I am a happy warlock. Like, I am a very, very happy warlock just to be doing those. So the only problem with doing this on a pacifist is all the troll sites I went to, all they were tight mobs, like really tight mobs. And there was a lot of sapping. There was a lot of stealthing. There was a lot of being very patient as to how things pat. And digging as soon as one would pat away, because there was quite a few that that when I dug, you know, did that final, okay, you're on the spot, you've got it. it's, you know, like the fragments here and the NPCs here. And you know, the NPCs going like this, like all the way around it, and you're just going, just can you just move, and then you'd sap it, and then another one from over here is like doo, 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 and you're just like, ah, so yeah, so it's being very, very careful, very, very careful around those dig sites. So, but yeah, we
You know,
managed to
all
hit
my dig sites
112.
are down there.
Yeah.
Every single dig site I have in Eastern Kingdoms is an STV.
Yeah. The good thing about that is there is some really tiny dig sites. So you're not actually, you know, going from one end to the other. You're just kind of all within the same, but they're normally tight with trolls. So,
Want to buy sap?
yeah, want to buy sap or want to buy someone just, you know, just coming through and massacring
Clearing it
all,
out.
you know, and you'll be like, yay. So yeah, so digging's been the thing, but that's, I mean, that's all I've managed to do this week, which I think is enough anyway. So yeah, but congratulations again on everyone. We're going to talk about that in a sec. Chris, did you get that link to work? Do you know?
I did. Well, I got the message. I can't see, so we're gonna go off this.
Okay. All right. Just doing it live, folks. Well, I do. Let me play the bumper because, you know, I do have a bumper somewhere here. Where is it? This one will do it. Here we go. Maybe. Maybe not. It doesn't want to work. Of course, it doesn't want to work. Let's do it again.
Do, 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 do. Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
There's always something. Always something.
Hi, Rogue Slayer.
Hey, Rogue Slayer. Exactly. All right. Okay. So just bear with me for 2 seconds. And we should. Contest. Okay. There should have been an email. Oh, good. Arminius just sent me a message to say that the contest page has done something strange. Excellent. All right, just because you know that's how we roll. I think you've got the screenshot anyway
I
from.
do.
Okay. All right. So what we might do is go off the screenshot, and we'll go with that. So first off, I have to say a huge thank you to everyone who participated, everyone who promoted, everyone who streamed or just tweeted about it. Thank you very much. I think we had about 82, 83 toons all up, including the dead ones from what I remember. So, you know, it's been it's been a fun journey, as so to speak, to see how it goes. I have got a couple of stats before we get into. Let me find where I put my stats because I did have them. So, for the going on the website, we had it only registered on, and I'm gonna say that I think obviously some people had deleted their toons and the website doesn't update with the API access and things like that. But going on the stats, it did say that there were 79 toons, and out of that, there was about 60, nearly 66% of those toons were dead. So that's a pretty massive amount. Out of those, we had ranging from the most rolled were shamans, which I thought was very interesting. That was about nearly 27% of shamans. Then we had, so we had 22 shamans were rolled, 19 pallies were rolled, and then priests. There was 11 priests. So they were the top three classes rolled of that. I was intrigued that Draenei actually had the most race. It was 26 were rolled, and Night Elf had 25. So Draenei actually beat Night Elf out this for this contest, which I thought was intriguing. Out of all of that, there was, I think, the lowest amount, Monk. There was only two Monks that were rolled, so that was the lowest out of that one. And, don't mind my silly throat. And out of that, we had Goblin, the least. There was one Goblin rolled, so... Again, thank you guys, thank you everyone for giving it a go and having some fun with it. And you know, again, we greatly appreciate everyone doing that. And for those that are still alive, congratulations. For those that we lost, commiserations. For everyone who did re-roll, again, thank you. We truly do appreciate that. All right, Chris, what have we got? Let's talk about who was our winner.
Well, and the website has sorted itself, so we have our final 10 up. Excellent. On the site. So our mount winner in first place is, I'm gonna kill this, sorry, Zaya Rally. So
yeah.
Zaya, way to go, Zaya. Level 86, Draenei Pally.
86, yeah, I think I'm going to say that's amazing. And obviously we had, he was leading there, and then Emmanuel O'Brien was leveling and had hit and lost his tune earlier this morning or late last night. I can't remember time frame. But again, you know, well done. You guys getting to 80 plus. Like, amazing. Thank you.
Stunning.
Absolutely. Crazy, crazy people. Heart you. Heart you all. That is wonderful. All right. Excuse me while I have a drink of coffee because the throat is being a little scratchy. All right. Now we've got, so what we're going to do is, Zaya, Chris will talk to you. we'll get in contact about the first prize. Obviously, you know, again, congratulations. Amazing for that. Now, from second to 10, we're going to put everyone for a random draw. So depending, if you were number 10, you get one chance of getting a pet from the Blizzard store. And we're going to give two of those away. Yes, from the Blizzard store, guys. Okay, not from a WoW card, not from in-game.
Seriously.
Okay, so this is from the Blizzard store, one of those pets. So everyone's gonna get a chance, but the higher up the ladder you are and where you came in the placing, you'll get an extra one or two or three tickets into the draw, if that makes sense. And Chris, you've got all of that sorted?
Right. So like second place gets 9 chances. Mm-hmm. Ninth place gets 2.
Yes.
So we are going to use a random number generator, and the spreadsheet is already made. So let's find out who gets some pets.
Excellent. Go for it. So while you're doing that, let me have a look at, we'll read our top 10. So first off, we will have a look, and we have got, I might get Rude. Rude, do you want to read the top 10 for the contest? We've got the little pitch in there. That's been updated, hasn't it? That's the new one, Chris.
Where is the list?
Scroll down from in the news, and there should be a photo. a picture. Sorry, I'm going to cough. I'm just going to mute for a sec, guys, because I'm going to cough and we don't need that.
You're all good. Rude, are you on the website? Because if you are on the website, the names are actually there as well. Then.
Okay, I've looked. One moment.
Perfect.
Yay! At least my muting button worked. I'm assuming that didn't come through. So... that's good. You didn't actually mute. It didn't work? Really?
It worked. We didn't hear you, go.
Nope.
See the standing.
We heard it. Why did it? Why we did it not? Hear it. Okay, Discord couldn't hear it, but oh well. There we go. Okay, sorry guys.
Okay, here's the list. On number 10, that's, if I called it correctly, Shalia. Shalia?
Mm-hmm.
Level 20. 29, a mage. On the ninth place, Perotina, level 32, a shaman. On the eighth place, Iron Spawn, level 32, a rogue. Seventh place, Soul Warrior, 35, warrior. On the sixth place, Sinsen, a warrior. On the fifth place, Valema, level 36, a rogue. On the fourth place, Iron Mata, level 40. On the third place, Asilun, level 41, a shaman. On the second place, Isendria, level 59, a druid. And on the first place, congratulations again, Xayarali, number level 86, a paladin.
Nice. And again, well done. Well done. You know, there is a massive gap there between one and two, but again, there was a few deaths in the last couple of days, and all those front runners, unfortunately, that were all giving each other a nice little run for the last. It certainly was an interesting, you know, interesting results over the last couple of days. Again, guys, thank you for everyone who took part. All right, Chris, what have we got? Who are pet draws? So these guys, everyone from 2nd to 10 is in the draws for these pets. So who have we got for first pet?
Yep, so I went ahead and rolled, and our first pet is going to Azzy.
Azzy, all right, okay, we will get in contact with... oh, you'll get in contact with him, no worries. And yep. Who is our second?
And second one is Soul Warrior.
That'll be Nisi. All right.
I had a feeling.
Okay.
Well, these are going to be really easy to get a hold of.
That's going to make life a little bit easier. So congratulations, guys. Azzy and Nisi on winning the store, Blizzard store pets, guys. Don't you dare come to us saying that you want, you know, the dragon kite or something like that. I will slap you.
A few stories behind this. Store pets.
Store pets. Yes. Store, not pets. Blizzard store pets. All right.
Store pet.
All right. Now speaking of the game. So a couple of things. Dark Moon Fair ends today, tonight, whichever way you want to say it. Soon, let's just say that. So those of you that are leveling, anyone that can do a quest, pop down to Dark Moon Fair on your workings, on your passies, you know, to get a little bit extra bonus XP, to get a 16 slot bag. Now is the time. Get down there to do that, because it will be gone for, you know, until next month. Okay, now the other thing is, hey, where's my stuff? Spreadshirt still has a promo on, which is free standard shipping until March the 8th, which technically for me is today. So anyone who's after merchandise, pop over, and there is a redeem feature on the website. I know there is another promo coming up in another couple weeks for some, I think it's like 15% off. I'll probably tell you about that one next week, but there's always little promo stuff happening. oh, time change. Yes, that's right. I put it in the wrong spot because, you know, I'm a derpy derp. Thank you. And don't forget, there is a time change that is happening. So, Lita, remember, an hour early next week, okay? Guys, the easiest thing to remember, this show is always 7 p.m. Eastern. So whatever level Eastern is, adjust to what your time is. For me, next week, instead of it being 10 a.m. on a Sunday, it will be 9 a.m. So I need to come forward. But yeah, for those places that will have a time change tonight, tomorrow, whenever that is, just remember it's always 7 p.m. Eastern for the show, unless I've said otherwise. All right. Okay. Let's have a look at the state of the challenges. What have we got? So irons. Rude, can you let us know how our irons went this week, please?
Yes, on the 10th place is Isandria, level 59. On the 9th place is Iron Stars, level 63. Level 8, Necra, I think it's Brian's character, level 70, but RIP. Ferrigal is level number 7, also RIP, that's from Binema. Number 6 is Kitty Star, level 83. Number 5 is Xaya Rali, level 85, it's the winner of the contest. Level 4 is Emmanuel, level 86, RIP, that's the second character of Brian.
Mm-hmm.
3 is 5 Melon, 93. The second place is 97, level 95. And on the first place is Iron Essie, level 107, but also RIP.
Essie. Damn, dude. Damn, 107. Well done, though. And we lost a few. We lost a few, and... three of those were contest tunes. Again, guys, you did an awesome, awesome job. So thank you for taking part. Okay, Bloods. Chris, who have we got?
Bloods. Number 10, we've got Soul Snuggles at level 30. Number 9, we have Soul Survivor, 32. 8, we have Zortzadin, 35. Rest in peace. Resorts. Number 7, yes. Bloodred, 37. Number six, we have Naughty Taco. Oh, is that Naughty Taco? Level 39. Number 5, we have Lockzorts at 53. Number 4, we have Nisi at 63. 3, we have 5 Chesty at level 80. Number 2, we have Soul Snuffer at 96. And number 1, we have Soul Stoned, 107. Great job, guys.
Nice. Well done, Sort. So sorry about your pally. I'm gonna assume that's the pally. But again, amazing. Look at those numbers. Nisi, again, she's been busy. Very busy. So well done, guys. Okay, passies. Rud, who have we got on the passy list, please? Nope. Unmute? Maybe. We lost him.
Did we lost Rude?
Rude. Maybe so. I did ask him to mute. It seems to be coming through a little bit weird. I'm not sure. That's okay. I will. That's fine.
Is it better now?
That's bad. Oh, there we are. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's just for some reason it's coming through every time that Chris and I are talking. So if you can just mute while we're talking, that would be fantastic. But if you can do the passies for us now, that would be fantastic, please.
I will do.
Thank you.
On the 10th place, Passy Heath, level 20. On the 9th place, Grand Passy, level 21. On the 8th place, Lady, level 30. On the 7th place, Pisenik, level 32. On the 6th place, Pass 14, level 38. 5th place, Angel, level 41. 4th place, Vienna, level 43. The third place, Veriskai, I think, 78. Mm-hmm. On the second place, 5 Chesty, level 80. And on the first place, whoa, Pasilita, level 112, 112.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Who'd have thunk it? 112. What the hell's going on? Alrighty. Tins. Let's have a look. We got a couple of tins this week, Chris. Who have we got?
We do. We have Lineth at level 13 in third place. We have Matatina in second place at 15. And we have Kefalar in first place at level 28.
Nice, 28 there. So again, you know, not a lot of tin activity, but I think people have been busy doing other things, which, you know, obviously contests and other tunes. So fantastic. All right, greens. Rude, who have we got on the green list this week, please? I'm going to assume unmuting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On the 10th place, Spooky, level 24, but RIP. Mm-hmm. On the 9th place, Montragore, level 31. On the 8th place, Xaya Gilney, level 37. On the 7th place, Incredibly Hulk, level 39. On the 6th place, Vera Dean, level 48, but RIP.
Oh.
On the 5th place, Essie Green, level 56, RIP.
Ouch. Yep.
On the 4th place, Shizukana, level 62. On the 3rd place, Greenissa, level 68. On the 2nd place, Crunchy, level 82. I think it's a character from Chris, from our guild. And on the first place, Fairy Tot, level 114.
Wow. Rough week for the Greens. And Azzy, damn, from what I saw, I think there was, he equipped a blue, something happened. Azzy, dude, oh, what a rough week for you. But, you know, I'm not sure what you're back on your iron. I'm assuming that you're leveling your iron. So go, Azzy. Come on. You can do this. All right. Working men. Chris, how did our working men? Mm-hmm.
We have in eighth place, Abe Firehoof, 18, RIP. 7, we have Ishna at level 20. 6, Ferona at 46. 5, Work It Azzy at 62. 4th, Zayawiya at 73. And 3rd, 5, Passy Panda, level 73. At 2, we have Fair Winter at 100. And in 1st place, we have Contester 120, our newest max level. You are amazing, sir. Amazing.
Well done. Well done. Not only our second ever max level working man, but this is the tune that Stir started with our working man contest at the end of last year. So again, Stir, well done. Well done. I know I noticed you were pushing hard during the week to get there. So congratulations. And I think Nisi has done a wonderful write-up over there on the website. So check that out. But again, second ever working man. You know, that's amazing. Max level. Well done, Stir. Okay. Let's have a look at our teams. Just bear with me 2 seconds because I'm playing around with the something. I'm playing around with something over here. It's all good. Okay, so teams, iron teams, we've got 2 this week. We have got, we try to use CC, which hit level 23, and we have got the meat packing district, who hit 23 as well. Taco, 5. They both your teams, I'm wondering. I'm guessing, possibly. Blood teams. I know this one definitely is. This is our five finger death taco double dip. They hit 32 this week. Congratulations. Meatpacking is Yuan Zhang. Not sure about the other one. Aha. Okay. Yuan Zhang have been busy. Nice. Well done. And green teams. You don't know you weren't there. Hit 32. So again, congratulations to our teams. It's lovely to see everybody doing, playing all across the challenges this week, which is fantastic. Again, guys, it was going to say meat packing has to involve a taco. Yeah, that is true. I would have thought that. All right. Now, the only other thing that I want to quickly mention is the fact that I've not had verification yet, but there's been a Troll Hunter Ironman on the EU Hydraxian Waterlords in Classic who has hit level 60, which is potentially our second iron in Classic. So I'm waiting for verification, even though we don't have API access. I have to say, anyone getting the 60 in Classic 1, well done. If you're doing it following the iron rules, again, you know, it's awesome. Like, well done to you. So we're waiting on verification as to make sure there's no deaths. But again, anyone who is doing Classic and trying for iron or bloods or whatever challenge that you're trying to do over there, once we get API access, which is coming, it's just a matter of when. And as we know, Blizzard doesn't like to release things without everything being just right. So we are still waiting on that to happen. When? We don't know. But again, to Iron Man, in the that hit level 60, again, congratulations, because that is an awesome achievement. So well done on that. Okay, let's have a look. Let us start with, we will do this bumper today.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat.
Thank you, Zots. I love that one. Me too. That's a good one. All right, now, as we like to start our Chit Chat with, it's always with the man with the puns. So let me play his fabulous bumper, because it really is very cute. So here we go.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Oh, can't get any more classic than that, Ezzy. Thank you. All right, Rude, can you do Ezzy's pun? I've tried not to read it, so I'm not really sure what it is. So hit us with Ezzy's pun, please.
As a wheat farmer, I keep having these strange headaches. My doctor said it's my grains.
That's good.
I read it and howled. I thought it was
good. That's good. I like it. Oh, very, very cute. Azzy, very cute. Gold. Yeah, it's very close to gold. Very close to gold. I do like that one. Zorts always there with wonderful encouragement for that. That's nice. Thank you. Alrighty. Chris, can you please do? We did have a question in Discord this week, so can you do that
we
one
for
did, me?
We did, and it was a really good question. It was from Rex Crew, and they asked in the Discord, do the contest characters go to the normal list of irons after the contest, because I would like to continue my contest one, seeing I have had a ton of fun with it. And Nisi answered and said they're already on there. The opt-in box just assigned them to the contest list, so you can keep going on those contest characters that are still live after it's over, just like Sturgis did and got his to 120.
Exactly. So normally contests are the exclusive bit when we run a contest is basically any tune that you put up on and register up on the website for whichever challenge. When we do a contest, we want it to go into, you know, obviously Alminia's got all this code going left, right, everywhere. So we need to make sure that when we say, hey, we need to opt this tune in for the contest, that information goes over to the contest, but it also goes over to whichever challenge that it is. So we've always run a challenge as following whatever challenge it is. So when we've done a green, it's followed the green rules. Iron follows the iron rules. So the only difference on any of this is, you know, there is no team. It's still following all of whatever the challenge is as a solo player. So it's still following like your iron rules or your bloodthirsty rules or whatever that is. Okay. So yes. Yeah, so continue for all those tunes that are still there. Continue leveling, and you will see yourself on the normal iron list, which again, well done, and good luck for everyone that's still leveling those tunes. Okay. Now, considering Zaya did win the contest this week, thank you and congratulations. I did ask for a challenger tip of the week, and he sent this one in, which is a really good one to be able to remember. So, from Zaya, saying to use the left mouse button to vendor unsafe stuff like potions or unallowed quality gear, especially if that vendor is walking. If that's one of those padding ones, don't right click things because you might click it on yourself. So the other thing is to find a stationary vendor that doesn't pat. I'm pretty sure there would be some people in the chat room that would know the pain of a patting vendor that decides to take off just as you're trying to vendor something that accidentally gets equipped. It's not a nice feeling when that happens. So again, Zaya, thank you for the tip, and it's always a good reminder for that. Okay, Dave, you need to agree with Swords. No, Gassy's pun was, it was cute. It was cute. Oh, that so. Was cute. All right. I think, yes, Nisi says, yep, learn that lesson. I think a fair chunk of us have learned that lesson in a, it's something that you don't forget. So.
Or if your vendor gets killed by the horde.
Just. Yes. Yes. Because obviously, yeah, NPCs are normally, I think all of them are flagged. So if someone's out there killing stuff, be very mindful of, you know, if there are opposing faction around, maybe not the best idea to be vendoring things. But yeah, harsh lesson learned. What did he lose that to, Nat? Was it 20?
Oh God, I can't remember.
30
it
something?
It was high.
Yeah.
It was all.
Yeah, and that's not a fun thing. Bread vendor in Ironforge. Oh yeah, the little dwarf that walks around, that's selling the bread. Nisi, that one. Yes, again, they do. You know, they like to. You want to stop them for a chat and be like, "Hey, I've got some stuff that. Hey, where you going?" And they're like, "Yeah, you know, you're taking 2 seconds too long. I'm off," and off they go. Dave, don't even make me like mute you with that comment, because we will. Anyway, okay, I think we will wrap off because I don't know about you, Chris, but I'm starting to yeah, I think we will. Rude, anything before we start to close off with the remaining stuff, anything that you want to add in with the tip of the week, any last tip that you'd like to mention?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No. Excellent. Well, you've given some fantastic information and a lot of helpful information for our challengers. So thank you for that. Alrighty, Chris, let's do our thank yous to our Iron Elites, please.
Yes, we would very much like to thank the Iron Elite for everything that they do. Without you, none of this would be possible, and we truly, truly mean that. We have Aliandris, Azilun, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, LB, Fair, Frasley, Sparkspan, Gaston, Gradnagus, Keyvamp, Lisanne, Martin, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Return of the Mac, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tula Barden, and Olminia.
Keep going.
Oh, never mind. Zaya and Zorts. I'm like, why did that sound like I couldn't stop in the right place? Zaya and Zorts and Wynima. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And again, you know, it is greatly appreciated. It helps run the website, which, you know, that's one of the things that we are greatly appreciate. So everyone, thank you so very much for supporting us. Not only that, I know Stone, Stir, and myself always want to say a huge thank you to our mods, because again, without you guys being around to take a bit of the load off, especially when some of us are sick and not well, it really does help. So thank you, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zyra and Zorts. Without you guys, honestly, you do truly make our lives a little bit easier. So thank you. Alminia, huge thank you as always to Alminia for doing the coding, for working his backside off to get some of those hiccups that have been happening. So again, thank you, Alminia, for all that you do. Chat room, guys, thank you for hanging out. Listeners, if you're listening, wherever you are, thank you. We truly appreciate it. So thank you very much. Now, we will be back next week, which will be the Saturday, March the 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We will have the lovely Fair. We'll be here joining us next week. So looking forward to catching up with her. Rude, thank you so much for today. Thank you for joining, because I know it is crazy time, your time over there. What are you at? 2? Is it like 2 a.m.? 1 a.m.?
Yeah, it's 2 a.m. at the moment.
Just gone 2 a.m. So thank you so much for staying up and being guests for today. So do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Yes, you can find me on the Earthen Ring server on Europe. You can find me on Discord on the name Ruud, and I'm available on Twitter with the account BRUIN_Ruud.
Excellent, and we will have that information over on the website when the episode is up. Now, don't forget, wildchallenges.com is where you will find us. There is all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels on the website, guys. So if you want to check all of that out, pop over to the website. If you would like to listen to us, because technically we are a podcast, pop over to either Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. They are the places that you will find us. If you would like to contact the show, send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Chris, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Twitter at @itschrisw, otherwise in the WoW Challenges Discord, Herdin's Discord, and modding for.
Excellent. Thank you. And don't forget, you can find me over on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LETAWOW, as well as Adventures in Azeroth, which is another little show that Stone and I like to do normally once a month, which I think is coming up sometime this month. Anyway, We will get to that. Other than that, again, guys, thank you. We will say our final thank yous. Chris, can you do that for me, please?
Yes, please. We would like to thank Mark Honan for our amazing, amazing intro for the show. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Honan Wow. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds Pod.
Thank you. And again, these guys have been awesome friends to us. And one of my favorite things is that intro and outro that the guys have done for us. So again, thank you, Mark Onan. Thank you, Epic Insanity. Alrighty, well, I think that is time, guys. So again, Rude, thank you so much. We want to say best of luck with your challenge adventures. Thank you for sharing all of yours today. We greatly appreciate that. And
thanks again for the invitation.
You're welcome.
It was great to be here.
Thank you. It's one of the biggest parts is always someone saying yes. So thank you for doing that. We do appreciate it. Chris, my dear, I hope that you feel well very soon. And again, I know that you're chasing my tail with your pacifist, but we're getting there. Slow and steady, baby. Slow and steady.
Slow and steady.
That's what it is. And dig. Lots and of dig. Digging. Lots of digging. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I understand. But thank you. Thank you for helping me out today. Really do appreciate it. Other than that, chat room, thank you for hanging out. We do appreciate it, everyone. Please be safe both in and out of game. And we will catch you next week. Say bye, guys.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.